I don't
look short.
I don't look short?
No, that pile of papers doesn't look like this is a short conversation.
Well, this is however you want to look at it. If you just want to glance at it, that's great. So what this is, this first one is modification. Oh, I should have been more at 7.
Yeah, we talked about 15 minutes.
So this modifies the agreement that we did last year from 70,000 to 290,000. And in the statement of work, it outlines the additional work that would be done. Actually, no, this one modifies the master agreement. So master schedule A with us, just to include the new roads. And they're listed in this spreadsheet at the bottom.
Oh,
and so okay. There's not much to it other than it adds additional roads to saying you guys can work on this pending a minor agreement, okay? This one is, let's go back to the modification. So this one modifies last year's agreements for Clarkstraw, Sandy Marshall Road, adding $220,000 to it for a total of $290,000, and it updates the statement of work for that. I believe I gave you two. One of those was for the attorney, county attorney. I'll give however you get. And this one adds the Sled Runner Road. And after our timber folks went out, I thought they were going to do the whole Sled Runner Road, but they needed part of it and a turnoff, which was a significantly less amount of road work than what I was originally told. So how I wrote this up is any leftover funding would go towards the I don't want to say the name incorrectly. It goes towards the South Hoback Road that goes from here to Beaver. And, you know, it says, I wrote it in the statement of work that says any leftover will go to, you know, working on that road. And it outlines what you can do on that in the statement of work. But I just wrote it, whatever leftovers goes to that as far as the funding will allow. Now, I wrote this up as if you were going to contract this out. And that is not in any of these. It's not in the statement work or the agreement per se, but that is written in the. We have a financial worksheet that we go through. It's about midway through, and that's easy to change. If you guys wanted to do it, if the county wanted to do it, not contract it out. But typically, you guys would contract that out.
I think our intent in our discussion on these was to contract it out.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. It was.
So, and that basically all I said is, you know, road maintenance contract in there. That's all it says. And then I showed that you guys are putting in, you know, roughly an administrative overhead that you guys are as a non-cash contribution in the statement of work. So basically, you folks doing the contracting, that's a non-cash contribution. Typically, admin costs are about 15% of a contract. So I showed that as you guys, as the county, contributing that.
So Don, my first question is, if we put this out to bid, we're going to have to hire the engineers and to put it out to bid, the design and all that. So that will be our contribution.
Yeah. That's what I was showing.
Okay.
I just assumed.
Yeah, I see that.
So, Don, go ahead.
No, so that is our, I mean, there will be some cash involved for us.
Yeah, it won't be just
in
time.
Minimal.
Yeah.
It'll be.
Yeah.
So we show that, so like I show my time as a non-cash contribution, and you guys, and the county's admin overhead cost as a non-cash contribution. And then we're giving you a cash contribution.
So I think the way this works, if it's like what we did on Skyline, this is reimbursed. So we front the money, The county writes a check to pay the contractor, turn the invoice over, and get reimbursed from the Forest Service. Is that what you understand, Carrie?
That's how I think it's gone before. I'm not real sure of the process, so I would have to...
So that's typically how it goes. Once the work's done, it's not a very... Even before you write a check, we could probably get... Once it's done, and I say it's done, then they'll do the process of getting you to fund.
I'm not so worried about that. I just want everybody to understand that we pay the contractor, not the Forest Service.
Correct.
And then the Forest Service reimburses us.
Right. So but our actual cost is going to be the engineering.
Right.
Out to bid.
Yeah.
So this first project, is this a total of 220, or you added 220?
I added 220.
Added,
so it's a total of 290 for that Clark Straw Sandy Marsh.
Plus 70?
Yeah.
So, and now, say again what this other one is.
So the other one is a total of $80,000, majority of going to Sled Runner Road. And without me being an engineer, I don't know how much, and I haven't had people go out there, and Billy hasn't. I don't think Billy's had a chance to go out there. So I wrote it. It's only a couple miles in that road, which, and it's not in that bad of shape, so I'm thinking that's going to be maybe 20 grand or 30, but it's hard to say.
Billy hasn't been out there.
Map in here?
Yes, there is a map in there. There should be.
No. The price is going to depend on the engineer.
Yeah. And that road's in pretty good shape. It's nothing like Clark Straw and Sandy Marshall, which is almost triple per mile of what a normal road would be.
Mr. Chairman, I only have one other comment.
So whatever's left over from that will be put on that south Holbeck Road.
Commissioner Nova.
Is this, you put signature of an official, of Joel, shouldn't that be the chairman?
Yeah, that's me.
How come my name is on there?
I don't know.
I guess I'm just
pointing that out.
No, that's what the draft for, is to point out things I need to get changed. So.
Yeah, I wanted about the same thing, but I wasn't going to bring it up.
I wasn't somebody else, man.
I was not going to touch that one.
So do we need a motion?
So, and I put Billy as the project contact for this. Is that okay?
That's good.
Yeah.
So I'll just change everything where I put Joel. All right. And then what I'd like to do is get whatever changes. You can have a couple days to look at this or whatever. I'd like to get this done, you know, as soon as possible. But
a couple
of
days.
A week.
We only spent the entire week here last week. A couple of days.
Well,
we'll try to find
a come back here until 2 weeks. So,
can it be signed before then? It's really.
I think we have to make a motion on it, don't we?
If we move to approve it today, subject to your changes, then as soon as you get the final copy back, the chairman can sign it, and you're good to go. Mm-hmm.
But we will see that it'll be. If we're fine with this, which I haven't had a time to look at, but the only changes we're talking about is the name of the chairman of the commission. I don't know what else we're talking about.
I don't know that there's anything else, is there?
Well, I mean, it's perfect if you ask me.
Yeah.
But I don't represent the county.
Where do you sign on here?
I don't.
Oh.
That's my boss.
He's so free.
That's why it's so perfect.
Yep. But you guys can, you know, have. I was thinking maybe until Friday to give me any changes or whatever.
By then, motion, as far as I understand.
Yeah.
So it takes us all.
Can you say that again, Tom? I didn't
catch it. Sorry, I'm a sucker. It's got to be by motion. It takes all of us to.
So could you motion now pending those changes, or how does that work?
We need the county attorney to review.
That's what I thought. We haven't had Matt review it either.
We kind of
probably should have him look it over.
Where did he go? He was here. He might have left.
You know, typically when we have contracts, not typically, when we have contracts to deal with, we always have the county attorney review.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of our protocol and insurance for us, because we're not legalese people. So mm-hmm. I understand your time constraint, mm-hmm. but then we all also have a way that we have to mm-hmm. conduct business. So I'd be willing to do it in the most expeditious way possible, but I don't see how we can make a motion today when we haven't had the county attorney look at it, when we haven't had
Can the motion be pending approval of the changes and the county attorney?
I suppose it could.
Probably could be.
But then that means you're going to have to make the changes, which I think the only thing you think you have to change is the name on here.
Yeah, I mean, the statement of work is going to be the thing that's probably most important to you.
So if Matt could probably get that done fairly quickly if the motion's made properly to accept this based on changes in the county attorney's approval, then what's the matter of me getting over here by Friday? I don't know.
I have one more question. I mean, as long as it's signed by the 30th, I could maybe push it to your next county commission, but it'd be best for me if it's by the 30th, but I could probably see if I could get it a couple more days so it did
You got to realize, too, that we're still in the process of trying to finalize our budget.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to happen this week.
I could get it from Matt.
Yeah.
And then get it and work with Diane and bring it to you.
Okay. I'm not going to be available, I don't think, on Friday. I will be next week. So if it's pending, approved, and everything else as far as signature, I can do it. But I'm not going to. I've got a commitment on Friday. I can't say if he gets it on by Friday, I'll come over here and sign it.
In addition, Don, to changing it from my name to David Burnett, it should say Chairman Sublette County Board of Commissioners, not just Chairman Sublette County.
I didn't bring a pen. Can I? Chairman
Sublette County Board of County Commissioners.
David, do you have a middle name that you want in there?
No, that's fine. Just David Burnett.
Okay.
If it's approved today and changes made, would you want me to, can you approve it? Do you want me to stamp your signature on it?
You could, but check with me and let me know when it's approved. And just in general reference for the future, we do try to get our agenda set by a certain day so we have time to review mm-hmm. these types of things. So in the future, if you keep that in mind, mm-hmm. because I know you did call me yesterday, we did put this on at the last minute, but in terms of number one, having the commissioners have adequate time to look over materials and concerns, but also notification to the public.
Okay.
There's a reason we have that agenda deadline. Now, in case of urgencies, which I deem yours to be, it's a matter of exception. Just try to keep that in mind moving forward in the future.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So, seen a lot of your work statement here.
Mm-hmm.
Spells out the things that the engineers are going to have to include to put it out to bid, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if what they see is deviates from this?
Then, the most important thing is that what this does is this locks up the money, so it can't go away. So I could amend the statement of work.
Okay.
Now, and that's not too hard. And so, but what the most important thing this does is this allocates the funding, which is 2019 funding.
Yeah, you're trying to get before the end of 2019.
Yeah, and so it puts it in a bank account versus sending it back to the Treasury. And then I can amend that statement of work.
Is that a big deal? Because I see a lot, I mean, there's 5 yards here and 5 yards there. Those could change.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I wrote that, and I'm not an engineer. I just did the best I could, knowing that, pulling it out of existing documents, knowing that there would be, you know, potential changes or whatnot, or.
Well, and that's,
as long as the work's done, it's not set in stone.
That's a question that ought to be for Matt to look at in terms of interpretation. Because I understand where you're coming from in terms of trying to get this.
But is this committing us to this exact work statement?
Approved. You know, or there could be another statement in it that Matt may want to insert that has to do with changes in a statement of work or provisions for that or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, just to protect us. Mm-hmm. Because.
Well, no, certainly, I mean, how it goes now, if I'm here, I go out and prove and say, that send the money. Yeah. Of course, I'm not going to be here forever, in theory.
Yeah, but, you know, just your statement, and I understand it and appreciate mm-hmm. your honesty, but your statement is, I'm not an engineer and I wrote this up. So mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that we're protected in case mm-hmm. there's something discovered.
Between your approval
yeah.
and your statement and what we do, they all have to align.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I also can understand the situation we're in terms of trying to get monies secured from this in the year budget.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, I would certainly want Matt to look at this. So if he had anything extra he wanted to add in terms of if a change needs to be made or how we're covered under it, because I'm like you, I'm not an engineer, I know nothing about this.
Yeah, I mean, that was just pulled off yeah. existing documents for this kind of road design or whatnot.
Sure.
And so, you know, Matt's probably not going to know any more about the engineering than I do or you do, but adding that statement that you're saying that, you know, pending revised engineering, this document can be amended.
Yeah, something to that effect. And Carrie, that's what we need to alert Matt to.
Yeah, have Matt provide that language, you know, that would be great.
Providing amendments and revised statement of work.
Well, being able to allow for a revised statement of work. Can that help me with the...
Hang on.
Yeah.
Maybe... amended statement of work at the end of this, Matt saying that if the engineering statement of work deviates from this, then that becomes the amended statement or something.
Can you talk to Matt?
Yeah.
I mean, you probably will, or well versed in it, but you know what we're trying to say.
Yeah, I just don't know how to. Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So there'll be an extra paragraph on the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
That we can get coverage in case we have the engineers see fit to change the description of the scope of work.
Yeah. And it could be less or more, mm-hmm. and it could deviate throughout the whole project.
And if you look at that, if we've approved the amendments and you look at it and you're okay, then
okay.
I guess we're good to sign it.
But we need to
I would appreciate that,
our money.
Commissioner Noble, if you would
okay.
take that on yourself.
Is there a motion?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm waiting on Joel to muster one up.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the modification of the Schedule A grant on Clark Straub Road, increasing the grant amount by $220,000, subject to and approve the Schedule A grant for Sledrunner Road for a total of $80,000, subject to approval and modification by the county attorney. Does that fit?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that covers it, because if Matt don't approve it, it's over.
If it has to be perfect, you need to say 220.
There's already language in there saying...
Say 220?
He said
that there's room for...
I thought you said 220.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 220.
Increasing it by 220.
Increasing it by 220, okay. And the other for 80.
Okay.
Yeah. So do we have a second?
I do.
Do you have a second?
I have a second.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I meant.
Okay. It's been moved in second. Any further discussion? So the discussion I had would be just the assurances that Commissioner Noble is going to talk to Matt, and we'll get that provision in there that the minor changes will be made with reference to the chairman and that kind of thing. And then Carrie, when you get that and that's approved, it, if we could just have a chance to look at it, then I can apply a signature to it. Any other comment, discussion? We have a motion and a second. Call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thanks, Norm.
Okay. That was almost painless. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to walk this over to Matt, but if you want to...
Why don't Don have the fourth radio and we'll take care of it.
Okay.
You good with that?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Do you want something else?
Just no, I'm just going to get a woodworking sign put up there that says you're black and planning.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
better.
Right there.
Doug, I have a new role for you. Would you like to go to that NEPA thing in Flanda?
That which?
The NEPA.
Yeah.
Conference.
Do you want me to shut this off?
Yeah, we're good.